Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Lamedei. And the top of Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that we don't have an issue when we speak about Nazid Hadema, because Leika Kazais Bechtei Achilas Pras. And Rashi in length goes to tell us that every Achilo and every Shtiyo needs to be something that you complete within the time frame of Achilas Pras. And the way Rashi says it is Shekach Nosno Toiro Shir L'Shehiyas Achilo. That is the shiur she'as achilo. And you must complete within that shiur the amount that is required to eat. And that's why, as Rashi starts, it doesn't have to be achilo of kazais or any other yisurim, like chrysevis and Yom Kippurim. You must complete that shiur within achilas pras, or that's not considered to be an achilo. So based on what we're seeing over here in the sugyo, Ritzvi Pesach Frank, in Hard Svi or Chaim Chalakalav Simen Kuf Nontes, come to speak about the discussion, very nugia l'maise for us today, regarding doing kiddush on yain sorof, on whiskey, or any type of mashke, less than revis. So he quotes the Prima Godim in Eshel Avrom, Simen Reisha and Beis, and Or Chaim, that mentions in short this idea that the concept of drinking full revis doesn't apply to yain shechar. And some achronim, mainly the Divrei Yatziv, they want to build this up based on the Taz and Arachayim Simen Reishud. The Arachayim there speaks out Brocha Achorino, and he says, the Brocha Achorino, we know we require, in order to do Brocha Achorino, you have to eat a shear. Says the Taz, that does not apply to Yain Sarif, to whiskey, to Amashke, to tequila, because when you're drinking then, the Derech HaOlam is not to drink a full shear. So you have to go based on the Derech Bnei Adam. Most Bnei Adam drink a little bit, so it's enough to do Brocha Achorino on that shear. Many Achorim disagree with the Taz, but that's what the Taz wants to say. So the Hartzvi is going to address a question that the Shoyel asked him, that there's a Mishneh Lamech and Ilchus Brochus Paragimel, where he comes to speak there, someone that drink coffee. Usually when you drink coffee, coffee is hot, so it takes longer to drink it. So he says there that the concept of Shir Kedei Achilas Pras may be longer. Says the Mishneh Lamech, no, we don't say that. Shir Kedei Achilas Pras, so you're supposed to drink the Shir within that time frame. If you don't drink within that time frame, even though that's not the Derech, you still don't have the Din of Brocha Achorino. So says Ritzvi Pesach Frank, these two things are not negiah to each other. What the Mishneh Lamech is talking about, when you're not drinking in one shot, you're drinking coffee, it's very hot, so you take breaks. So you're taking breaks and you're drinking the shear, it takes longer to drink the whole shear. Mashiachim, we're talking about the idea of Brocha Achorino. They were talking about, question, what makes a person satisfied? What makes a person Saveya? In order to do Brocha Achorino, you have to have a certain type of Sviya. So you're saying that if most people eat less than the usual, that's considered to be Sviya. So it says that Tzipa Yisafrank, you see from our sugya, this is what we have over here, the idea of Kedei Achilas Pras. And the Yisoid of Rashi is a shear of time where something needs to be eaten. That doesn't change between a person, does not change between the minhag, does not change different foods. But when we talk about what makes a person satisfied, they may do change. In other words, shear hazman, the time that it takes to eat it, that may be fixed, you can't change it. But the shear that's considered to be sviya, that could change between a person to another person. And that's what he wants to say, that the idea from our sukkah is to see that shiurim depend on timing. So we may legabi kiddush, you could do kiddush and yain shechar, because that's considered to be sviya, and that's considered to be a good shear. But in terms of having a longer time to eat it, that we don't say it, that's what he wants to base on our sukkah. Anyone who wants to join in response to Shomach Shova Shiurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.